This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, November 7th. Well, higher prices in the wheat market don't tell the whole story while awaiting election results. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Wheat was weaker. The funds liquidated a lot of their positions, and everything is in futures has been trying to rally, but every time the market rallied in wheat, selling came in and really just put a lid on everything. So we've been stuck in a channel, and it seems like the net short position continues to increase, and it's been the largest it has been in 6 months. One thing to remember is that whichever way the KC wheat goes, it will take Chicago with it. So we're watching that closely. Some of that KC wheat, some of the fund managers are getting more short some of that KC wheat. So we have a little bit of an eye on that. Could that push that market through that big $5 support level? Possibly.
Chicago December wheat prices closed down 1.5 at 506 and a quarter. December corn was up 2.75 at 374. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day up 7, ranging from 622 to 635. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 15.5, ranging from 644 and 3/4 to 664 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 11, ranging from 681.5 to 691.5. Live cattle for December were down $1.75 at 115.55. November feeder cattle were down $3 at 149.62.5. And November Class 3 milk was down 8 cents at 14.70.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.